The past year, much of the talk about Common Core standards has sounded like this. But over the next year, the conversation should sound more like this.
Remember, claim evidence and commentary are in love. They are married. They cannot be away from each other. They cannot be separated, okay? And remember, claim evidence and commentary, the mommy and the daddy support baby claim, okay? So that's how it's a silly little corny way to think about it. But
that's Hillsborough County Middle School teacher Christina Phillips showing her students how to identify facts and support their ideas with evidence. It's a big focus of Common Core. State leaders say the argument about what's in Common Core is over. Now they're turning toward how to make the standards work in classrooms like Phillips's. Senate Education Chairman John Legg says lawmakers are waiting on a March decision from Education Commissioner Pam Stewart. She'll announce which test will replace the FCAT.
But I do think the conversation is now moving past the standards of how do we assess it? What do those assessments mean to individual teachers? And what does that mean to school in terms of accountability as a whole?
The Port Richey Republican and others say they are facing a series of questions related to the standards as lawmakers return to Tallahassee. Are schools ready for the new online tests? Do schools have the money to properly train staff for the new standards? What are the best ways to keep student data safe? And will school districts be ready to use the standards in every grade when classes start this fall? Around the country, states are deciding the answer to the last question is no.
Reversing course on Common Core, New York officials rethinking the controversial new education standards.
School leaders and parent groups want to have the same conversation in Florida. Florida PTA President Eileen Siegel wants teachers to have a chance to learn the standards before their performance and their school's performance is judged based on new Common Core tests.
Florida PTA is in agreement with the Florida Association of District Superintendents and School Board Members request a pause before fully implementing Florida's new assessment tests on the standards in all K-12 grade levels until there is complete confidence in teacher and student preparation.
Florida is one of 35 states that rate teachers based in part on their students' test performance. The new Common Core tests are expected to be more difficult, which means fewer students will likely pass. About half as many New York and Kentucky students met state goals when they switched to Common Core exams. Similar results are expected in Florida. That means more schools earning failing state grades, fewer teachers earning bonuses, and parents not understanding why their kid can no longer pass the state exam. Stewart says she doesn't support pausing school grades or teacher evaluations.
I am concerned about the adults in the system, but my number one primary concern is for the students in Florida. And I know that having a robust, strong, clear grading system is the right thing to do for students. And I don't think that suspending school grading is the right thing to do for students.
She's recommended trimming down the state grading system and waiving penalties the first year of Common Core. Legislative Democrats are asking what's the hurry. Legg says lawmakers will decide during the session if they want to step in. And Common Core critics say they aren't giving up. They want lawmakers to repeal the standards. A bill has been filed to put Common Core on hold, but lawmakers don't expect it to go anywhere. Another bill would limit access to student data Florida collects and has more support. In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.